The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know, they say it's a thin line between love and hate, but we're working every day to thicken that line, or at least make it a double, even triple line.
Now here's your line-jumping host, Eric Metaxas.
Thank you, Todd, I think. Hey, folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. I claim to be Eric Metaxas, but who knows, really? I am sitting here with someone I do know to be Owen Strawn, who is a theologian. You can't say that about many people, but you, Owen, are a theologian. You are in Kansas City, Missouri. You have all kinds of bona fides, but principally you're here to talk about your books. You've written a book called Reenchanting Humanity, A Theology of Mankind. We discussed that in our first hour. It's an impressive achievement and an important achievement, but you've written other books. You wrote a book on Chuck Colson that I know well because I read it. You've written a book called Awakening the Evangelical Mind, An Intellectual History of the Neo-Evangelical Movement. You've written a book on Carl Henry. I want to talk to you a little bit about Awakening the Evangelical Mind, An Intellectual History of the Neo-Evangelical Movement. Tim Keller has praised it. George Marsden has praised it. Thomas Kidd and David Dockery have praised it. That's a big deal. Those are some amazing names. Al Mohler wrote the foreword. What is the essence of this book, Awakening the Evangelical Mind?
So in this book, I'm trying to tell the story of how Billy Graham, Carl Henry, and a number of other figures, including Harold Ockengay, who was a pastor in Boston, how these guys in the 1940s recognized that conservative Christianity was really struggling. It was flagging in America, and especially in the area of the intellect, the life of the mind. They saw that basically Christians were getting marginalized in the academy. They were getting kicked out of intellectual centers. And so they tried to jumpstart a new project. We call this era the neo-evangelical era, the new evangelical era. And those figures, led by Henry especially, tried to chart a new course intellectually for Christians. So they started things like Fuller Seminary, Christianity Today, and some other projects that really did, in that season, help Christians reclaim some of their intellectual mantle in the mid-20th century.
Henry would have been the main intellectual and academic powerhouse,
yes,
behind that. But of course, Ockengay, is that how you say it?
Ockengay.
Ockengay, and is that Dutch?
It is Dutch.
Man, those Dutch, they're everywhere over this whole evangelical movement.
It's true.
Ockengay and Billy Graham, of course, were involved in that. But what is it that was happening? And I know the answer to some of this, but what had happened historically to lead to this crisis? I mean, we think of the Scopes trial,
yes,
and the marginalization of the so-called fundamentalists in the 20s and in the 30s. But what led up to that?
Yeah, you've got, I would say, in the American founding, kind of an uneasy marriage of religious folks led by, let's say, Jonathan Edwards. And then you've got the Jeffersonians who are not religious. They're kind of Enlightenment folks. They trust reason. They believe in a higher power, but they don't really want to define it very much. They come together, though, in the 18th century, in my view, and they come together to form this American experiment. And they cooperate. They play nicely together for a while. But in the 20th century, they start pulling apart. The Enlightenment wing, the Jeffersonian wing, believes that science gives us the reason for everything, helps us explain why things exist. And so you've got this famous clash that you just mentioned in the Scopes Monkey Trial between William Jennings Bryan and Clarence Darrow, in which really fundamentalism, conservative evangelicalism, goes toe-to-toe with scientistic skepticism. And in public awareness, Brian, the Christian guy, basically loses, even though he wins the trial. The Christian side wins that trial. You couple that with prohibition in this same era, which passes, and you've basically got Christians being lampooned as backwoods fundamentalists.
And H.L. Mencken was one of the voices lampooning them.
Yes.
What did he call them? The bourgeoisie.
Yes.
It's interesting because one thing we almost never talk about is prohibition. And it strikes me as someone who, you know, rarely has a drink, but does rarely have drinks. The idea that I, as a small government conservative, live in a country where we once legally banned all alcohol is absolutely mind blowing.
Yes.
And to think that prohibitionist forces had that kind of cultural and political power, it seems unthinkable. In other words, I can make sense of almost everything, but when I think about that, I just think, holy cow, that is crazy. So you can see your average American thinking, this is ridiculous. I cannot have a glass of beer. It's against the law to have a glass of beer. And I think it's really destructive to the Republic when the government gets involved in that kind of stuff. But it really did hurt the church and the perception of Christians.
Yeah, it did. You've got figures like Billy Sunday, the famous evangelist, who campaigns against liquor in his view because he's seen it destroy so many. In fact, he himself, his life has been very much marred by alcohol abuse in his broader family and so on. So I can understand why they campaigned against it.
Sure.
But that is not at all, what I as a small government conservative would urge. But from 1919 to 1933, it was basically illegal to get a drink in America. And I think that has a major kickback effect for conservative Christians in this country.
It's just so funny. I mean, I love learning things, and I feel like I have just learned that. In other words, I've never really thought that for such a long time, that the era went on that long and that it was, those moralistic fundamentalist Christians who were behind it. And you can imagine that there would be tremendous cultural resentment, and rightfully so. It is a bizarre thing.
Yeah, and that's what happens. That's what Graham and Henry and Ockenguy are working with. They're working with a new chessboard where they're effectively checkmated in American culture because of some of these developments that we're talking about. And they work to reverse that situation. They work to establish Christians as not simply against things, but as for a big vision of God and his kingdom.
Well, it's interesting because I'm always fascinated how some Christians have a penchant for dying on all kinds of hills that God does not call them to die on, right? I mean, we're all supposed to die with him on Calvary. That's the only hill, really. And then you have people saying that unless you believe, the earth is a few thousand years old, you cannot be a Christian. Then you have other people say, unless you believe all alcohol is of the devil, you cannot be a Christian. And it goes on and on and on and on. And so we had marginalized ourselves tremendously. But you also see that in the 19th century. I mean, Mark Twain's view of the church was, all of those moralists, all of those religious people, and the love for your enemies and the kinds of things that we associate with the Christian faith. Many people miss that, but it's been there for quite a while. But you're saying it came to a head in the 30s, and that it was Henry and Ockenguy and Billy Graham. who decided to do something. How did that come about? I mean, how did these three men know each other, and what were they thinking about doing?
It comes about informally. There's not a, you know, a big gathering at which they say, hey, let's single-handedly try to reposition conservative Christians in America. But these guys cluster around Wheaton College, for example, in the Chicago area, and they start getting to know each other in the 1940s. I should also add, of course, that conservative Christians are getting their teeth kicked in by a secularist culture as well in different places. The Ivy Leagues and others, mainstream media, are starting to turn against them. So it's not all that Christians, you know, sort of dig their own grave. It's that the grave is being dug
for them as well. And believe me, I'm on both sides of that. Just sure. As you said, Christians often participate in their destruction, but let's not kid ourselves. I mean, the nastiness that came out of these elite cultures, and we're in the same place today. Flyover country, yes. And the values of middle America are antithetical to those in the Ivy League and in the cultural centers of cultural that have the cultural elites living in them. Yes. So we're sort of in a similar situation today.
Yes. I think we are definitely in a similar situation, and what we really want to make sure is that we are known. You were saying this a minute ago, but we're known for what we're for, first and foremost. We're known for Christ. We're known for a big vision of his gospel, which saves sinners, even sinners as bad as you and me, and that kingdom advances into all of life as we trust Christ, and we're called to be salt and light wherever we are. Graham, Henry, Ockenge, and others in the 40s, I think successfully pull off this project for a time in helping Christians see that we're called to be salt and light here. We're called to be a positive force. We need to have that vision today, even as we have to stand against evil on all counts.
Yeah, and it is difficult because we're going to go to a break here. We're going to be right back, folks, and continue the conversation with Owen Strand. The new book is Reenchanting Humanity, A Theology of Mankind. Stick around.
The holidays are a time for family, until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-In Pest Free.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Hey, folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Owen Strand. The new book is Reenchanting Humanity, A Theology of Mankind. And we're talking a little bit about your previous book, Owen, Awakening the Evangelical Mind, and the history of the evangelical movement in America. It's fascinating because when you go back to Whitfield, I mean, it's always complicated, right? I mean, Whitfield is a practically a force of nature in the 18th century. I mean, there's just nothing like it. Mm-hmm. But then there's ebbing and flowing of how things develop. But it seems to me that what you're describing from, you know, the 1920s and 30s in America, that we're back there in many ways, that the church is has been marginalized culturally, but it is the cultural elites, I would argue, that are more to blame. It's fashionable for the church to kick itself and to say, we've done this wrong, we screwed up. I mean, it's nice to admit that and to confess that and to try to get it better, but I really do think that the cultural forces have a raid against those with a biblical worldview and are really not even playing fair. They're angrily trying to wipe out the point of view that many of us have.
They are. And you've got a situation now where I think you could say that sexual liberty trumps religious liberty, for example. One theologian has said that recently, Al Mohler, and I think he's right. That's really what we're up against. We're up against a body of thought that is not really even so much a collection of ideas as it is secular dogma that we're supposed to believe, that we're all a blank slate, that nobody can tell us who we are. We form our own identity by surfing our feelings and trying to discern what they are. And what you end up getting today is you get a situation where people like us who say, no, God has designed the human race. There's such a thing as godly sexuality. Marriage is a beautiful thing between one man and one woman for life. Kids are the blessing of that union, these sorts of things. We end up being sort of caveman in our sentiments. That's very similar to where Christians were 70 years ago, which is very ironically and weirdly encouraging, I think.
And why do you say it's encouraging?
I think it's encouraging because Billy Graham and others lead a new movement amidst their marginalization. They show us that you should very much curse the darkness and light a candle. In other words, you should recognize that this is an evil age. The days are evil, as the scripture says, and yet there's no summons for us to leave our battle stations. We both appreciate Colson very much. He was one who would frequently say to evangelicals, do your duty, stay at your post as a former Marine. You know, there's something that I think speaks to us today in that sentiment. We need to stay at our posts. We need to keep fighting for what's right. We need to speak the truth in love to our fellow man.
A lot of people don't have the courage to do that. In other words, I've noticed that there are many people who simply want to be liked, mm-hmm. and they're afraid to say anything, or maybe they don't know how to say it, and so they don't say it. But I think when we talk about marriage, for example, I rarely heard Christians say, look, here's how I see marriage. The Bible and Jesus in the Bible talk about it as a wedding between God and his bride. So human marriage between a man and a woman is a picture of the wedding between God and his bride, the church, Jesus, the bridegroom and his bride. And it's a beautiful poetic image. And on some level, it has nothing to do with sexuality. It's something right. way bigger
yes.
than sexuality and physical complementarity. It's just something poetic and huge. And we never really talked about that. We allowed ourselves to get boxed into much much different kinds of conversations. But when you say something like that, you say, look, I'm not forcing you to accept my definition, but neither in America ought you to be allowed in any way to force me to accept your definition. And it is our job as Americans to duke that out, to figure out how do we get along with different views. And obviously, many people who were pro same-sex marriage said, oh, you know, it's just allowing people to do what they want and it won't affect you. And of course, people knew then and now can see that that was a lie, because it does affect us. These things affect everyone, especially if you're being forced to agree with something, even in your actions. If you don't do this or don't do this or do that, you know, that the government is now using the force of the state yes. to force people to violate their religious liberty. And that's a big problem. And I do think we have to fight that. We have to fight it in love, because we're not trying to keep people from being happy or for living the way they want to live. But we have to have the freedom to say publicly and to act publicly on what we know to be true from the Bible.
Yes, we do. And, you know, I think we've got to recognize we may just have to square with our being a little bit weird. In other words, younger Christians my age or maybe even younger, what we fear most, honestly, today, I think, is almost being weird, is almost being outmoded by the culture. We've got to recognize, look, the fact that we say that marriage images the crucifying work of Jesus Christ for the sins of his people is going to sound a little strange to people.
Yeah.
I think it does. It sounded strange to a lot of us when we first heard it. But we've got to stand for things that may sound a little strange. We've got to graciously contend for those things. And we've got to recognize that as we do, weird ideas have a way of actually getting their way into people's minds and transforming hearts. You don't have to make it palatable in every case. You don't
well,
have
see,
to smooth it
that's
out.
That's the thing. I mean, look at Orthodox Jews walking around in New York City. They look totally different. I mean,
right.
some of them look dramatically different, and they're part of a community. You look at Muslims with headscarves and
yeah.
so on and so forth. Something has happened to the Western Church,
yes.
where we have become so assimilated or so enculturated that we have lost the tang of otherness.
Yes.
And that's something that if you lose that, you become nothing and nobody.
Right.
That's really what we're facing right now.
Yeah, we've got to be willing to stand out a little bit again. We've got to be willing to stand up for the gospel of grace and preach the gospel. Young people today might be afraid of, for example, street preaching or knocking on doors to share
yeah.
the gospel.
Yeah.
I'm not here to advocate for that first and foremost. My point is simply this. Whatever you're called to be and whatever you're called to do, following Jesus in a Jesus-hating world is weird.
Yeah.
And we've got to own that.
Yeah.
And we've got to let that reposition ourselves. And then we've got to know that if we have died to ourselves in Christ, we actually don't have to fear this world. We've died to this world. The worst that can happen is that we would lose our lives on this place and go to heaven. That is a very freeing reality that can cause us, I think, to expect great things of God and attempt great things of God today.
Oh, that's really well put. And I also think, and it's been part of my project in life, is to lift up heroes who've gone before us, because when you do that, they inspire you to want to walk like that.
Amen.
I mean, Bonhoeffer's the ultimate example that, you know, you read that book and you say, whatever it is that he was doing, I want something like that in my life. And even if that means I face death or danger, that's beautiful. That's
yeah.
meaningful. I want to live that kind of life. I don't want to live a dull life
yes.
and, you know, die at 100 not knowing why I existed for 100 years. I mean,
yes.
that's bleak and sad, and it takes no courage. To live like he lived and like others that we can talk about have lived, there's something beautiful and powerful about that. And I also think we have to remind people that there are thousands upon millions of people around the world right now suffering for their faith. While we debate the finer points of
right.
you know, theology, there are people being killed, marginalized, persecuted, enslaved for their faith, enslaved for their faith, and were afraid to say, I believe Jesus rose from the dead, or I believe these things, and wow, shame on us. We better, right. Get a spine.
Yeah. When you look at figures like Luther and Bonhoeffer, you've written about them. When you talk about figures like Jonathan Edwards or Colson or many others we could name, Henry, Graham, these are people who stood up in a sinful world and dared to name the name of Jesus and act as if Christian faith has a blast radius, as if, in other words, it makes a meaningful difference in our lives. I think people around us are desperate to see that we're going to stand for what we believe. I think young people in particular have an opportunity to show their peers that they're not jaded and tuned out, that they actually have found the one cause worth living for. I think that's what we need more of today, honestly.
Yeah, I think so very, very much. And I think somehow we're getting there. I keep referring back to Kanye West's recent conversion and his even daring to say that he likes this president. And, I thought, wow, talk about a bomb, like just kaboom in the culture. I think that there are people whose heads are spinning trying to make sense of this, that somebody at the top of his game artistically and who has as much cultural power as anybody on the planet, married to someone who has equal cultural power, that he would talk like this. I think there are people thinking, what do we do now? Like, do we just ignore this? Is he going to just go crazy in a year so we can forget this ever happened? Is he going to be like Bob Dylan, where it's kind of like a 2-year shtick and then he vanishes? I mean, that to me is it's a very exciting thing. And a very hopeful thing. Folks, we're going to be right back. I'm talking to Owen Strachan. That's spelled S-T-R-A-C-H-A-N, like Strachan, but Strachan. Owen Strachan, the book is Reenchanting Humanity, A Theology of Mankind. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. TUS officials have identified the shooter at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, as a second lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force. Authorities investigating whether Friday's attack was terrorism-related. Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan says 11 people were shot, 4 of whom died, including the shooter. A U.S. military official says the Navy sailor who fatally shot 2 people at Pearl Harbor before killing himself was unhappy with his commanders and was undergoing counseling. Sailor Gabriel Romero faced an administrative process for minor misconduct. Melania Trump continuing the tradition of first ladies reading a story to children too sick to leave the hospital for the holidays. The White House says the first lady toured a short stay unit and a surgical unit at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. today. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor. Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We have discussed the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next presidential election. You can now watch these events on demand or even buy the DVD. Go to watchsalemmedia.com. That's watchsalemmedia.com.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday.
Williams never hurt anybody. Folks, I'm talking to Owen Strand, final segment, talking about, hey, the meaning of life, the history of the church, all that stuff. You said, Owen, that because Ogungay and Carl Henry and Billy Graham were able in the 40s to kind of reboot the evangelical movement, so to speak, that it gives you hope for today. How do you see that happening today? In other words, what gives you hope?
Yeah, I see Christians who love the Lord and want to know God with all their mind. We recognize, of course, that we're the ones who should have the most stake in the life of the mind because we know that God created the mind so that we would think his thoughts after him. We don't, in other words, as Christians, believe that we just happen to have a brain. We believe that God formed the brain just like he gave us a soul, just like he gave us a heart, just like he gave us feelings. So if he made it, if he made a body, he meant for us to have that and to glorify him in it. So I see a lot of Christians who aren't scared of a secular culture, a neo-pagan culture. I see a lot of Christians who are going deep in the academy, who are getting training in the life of the mind. I see Christians who want to make beautiful art, and that really encourages me. And I would just say, in this platform, I try to say it in mine, that I would encourage us to try to go big or go home. In other words, I really think that we should be engaging major arguments today. I think that we should be trying to make beautiful works of art. I think that we should be broadcasting our message as much as we can. That's what Graham, Henry, Ogungay, and others did in the 40s. And they actually, they didn't succeed fully in pulling off their project. In other words, they didn't Christianize America or something like this. We've got to right size our hopes, I think, always trusting that God can do whatever he wants. But those guys did succeed in forming major institutions that continue to exist today. So if they can do that in their day, I think we can do that in ours.
Well, I agree with you. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I even think conversations like this are a part of that. I think just being able to have these conversations and expose people to these kinds of conversations is important, to invite people in to think. And what gives me joy in doing this program is introducing people to somebody like you that they would say, well, I didn't know you existed, and that was an interesting conversation, and I maybe I'll get a copy of that book, or I'll look you up online. And, you know, I think that's really important, and I think it's where we have failed in the church in many ways. That I remember when I came to faith and I discovered all these books and these figures, and I thought, I had no idea that they existed. I thought there was only one. You know, it's somebody like somebody who only believes CNN is the only news source, and then they discover Fox and they think, well, so there's two sides to the story, and now I get to choose which one I think is the better narrative.
Right.
And I don't have to agree with everything, but wow, I didn't even know that I would have a choice.
Yeah.
And I really do think that that's why it's so important for us to kind of get folks like you and ideas like this out there, because, you know, typically a lot of people are living in silos. They don't they simply don't know that there are thinking Christians or Christians who really do love their enemies and that kind of thing. So you've written a number of books. You're very busy. What is next for you? You're promoting Reenchanting Humanity, the new book. But are you thinking of writing another book already?
Yes, I am. I'm writing a trilogy with a guy named Gavin Peacock, who was 20 years an English soccer player, captain Chelsea in the Premier League for the.
Are you kidding? How did this happen? This is I was not expecting this answer. A trilogy with Gavin Peacock, who was I mean, this is.
Yeah.
What? First of all, a trilogy about what? I mean, in what genre?
Yes. Just an undefined trilogy. No, I'm kidding. It's a trilogy about biblical sexuality, about lust, about homosexuality, about transgender, teaching about what the Bible says on these issues. And so Gavin, let me just give you his story very quickly. Very cool story, a guy you would really like. Gavin was, as I said, a famous English soccer player, scored home and away against Manchester United and Wembley Stadium in the mid-90s, okay? So a big deal. He becomes a Christian. He vacations in Canada, in Alberta, Canada. And after his playing career, he becomes a BBC broadcaster, and then he moves to Canada to be a pastor. He becomes a pastor, and he realizes not a lot of Christians understand sexual ethics, a theology of sexuality like we've been talking about today. And so he starts writing about that. Long story short, he and I link up, and we're writing this trilogy. That's the next project that comes out in April 2020. And then my next book after that, Lord willing, is A Doctrine of the Atonement. So I want to talk about what the cross of Jesus Christ means and means for us.
You're just doing a whole lot of nothing. It's obvious. That is so crazy. That's already coming out in April 2020. That's 5 minutes from now.
Yes.
So I have a 7 More Men book coming out in April 2020, and I realize it's just months away.
Yeah.
So here we are promoting your book, Reenchanting Humanity, and you've got this new one coming out. Now, the new one is – what's the title of the new one?
3 books, and they're called, what is the Bible?
Oh, the whole trilogy is coming out?
Yeah, the whole trilogy as one. They're short books, though. They're called, What Does the Bible Teach About Lust? What Does the Bible Teach About Homosexuality? And What Does the Bible Teach About Transgender? So released as 3 short volumes.
Right.
Aimed at lay readers who may not have read anything on this.
Yeah.
So that's the
goal. And tell me the name of your co-writer.
Gavin Peacock.
Gavin Peacock, that's his real name. And does he live in the UK?
He lives in Canada now. He's a pastor there and writes and speaks about many different topics along these lines.
Yeah. And it sounds like he has an amazing story of how he came to faith.
He truly does.
Yeah.
Truly.
Well, if he's ever in New York, let him know. Those are the kinds of stories, as people who listen to this program, that I love to share with my audience. We are out of time. Owen Strawn, congratulations again and again and again. Wonderful to know you. Great to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the 3rd edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters, rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Online holiday shopping lets you find the perfect gift in just a few taps. But it could also help expose your personal info, leaving you potentially vulnerable to identity thieves. Good thing there's LifeLock. If you have a problem with identity theft, they can work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but LifeLock gives you peace of mind this holiday season. Until December 8th, join and get a special radio offer. Save 30% or more off your first year by using promo code SMART. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code SMART for 30% off.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
You know, it's almost impossible to believe that that's MC Hammer. Isn't it?
It is.
It doesn't sound like MC Hammer.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, folks, guess what?
What?
It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and we've been listening to Owen Strand, and you now know how to pronounce his name. I hope you'll get his books. We have so much to communicate right now. Okay, number one, this is I think of this as big news. I'm on Instagram, and I've been told that I need to tell my listeners that I'm on Instagram and they should follow me on Instagram.
I'm still old-fashioned. I'm still on Telegram, so.
You really?
Yeah.
What about Candygrams?
Ooh, I like those.
Remember Peter Lawford?
Yeah.
I'm on Instagram, and Instagram has – I found this out yesterday from Katie Madonna, who works with us. She's on our team. Katie and her husband Brian, lovely young people, live here in New York, and leave it to them to tell me. Actually, it was Katie who tells me that, oh, Instagram has a special policy. When you hit 10,000 followers, they allow you to link to websites, and it's like something happens. Like, ooh, you become like an official, you know, it's like maybe it's like the Twitter blue check mark.
I see. It's magical.
And so I said, I have like 9,500. I'm really close.
Mm-hmm.
And I never mention that I'm on Instagram. I always say I'm on Twitter.
Right.
I'm on Facebook. Right. Please follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. Get our newsletter. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you better get that newsletter. Like none of my friends are like, what?
Yeah.
Go to ericmetaxas.com. It's a website. It's my name, ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Sign up your relatives and your friends. You will thank me because we very helpfully send you every Friday a list, links to every video, every interview, descriptions, whatever, so you don't have to think, when did he have this guy on?
Or right.
I heard him say something. It's all there for you with photographs and as I say, these, you know, video links. It's all there.
And,
okay?
And sign up on YouTube for the channel.
Okay, right? So that's another thing.
Yeah.
So we're being very elliptical here, but please sign up for the newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. Please sign up for our YouTube channel, The Eric Metaxas Show. But the main thing, because I have to hit 10,000 on Instagram, please follow me on Instagram. Please tell your friends to follow me on Instagram, because if I don't hit 10,000, I can't post a lot of stuff that I would like to post. And I'm actually going to be posting a lot more on Instagram. You know, I've been posting on Twitter and Facebook forever, but I realize now that I can do this on Instagram. Once we hit 10,000 followers, we can post some of this other stuff, right? Okay. So I wanted to get that out of the way. I wanted to mention, Albin, that can you believe it? We're getting our tree today.
Oh,
so I have that to look forward to today. Okay.
Yeah.
If it's still Friday and it's not going to get dark, so I'll get out of here in time to get our Christmas tree today. And tonight I'm going to be up in Newtown, Connecticut with Melanie Penn on stage. She's performing again in New York on Monday. You go to MelaniePenn.com. The Gettys are friends. I mean, Keith Getty is a dear friend. They're performing at Carnegie Hall here in New York City.
See, they practiced enough. How do I get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. Well, they practiced enough.
Yes. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. They're performing on December 18th at Carnegie Hall. You don't want to miss that. I'm there every year. It's just fantastic. John Lennox is going to be speaking on the stage at Carnegie Hall. Albin, you didn't even know that, did you?
I did not know that.
John Lennox, he's going to be on this program earlier that week, and he's going to be on the stage at Carnegie Hall because, people don't know this, Kristen Getty is his niece.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Kristen Getty was introduced to her husband, Keith, by John Lennox.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that story many times, and it's true. But anyway, he's going to be on stage. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on in New York for Christmas. Nothing more fun, by the way, than our Christmas special.
Yeah. Now, can I say something about this before you go on about that? My wife, Ann, said, now, don't blow it up so big. Don't say, like, you know, it's so great, because then people watch and say, well, it wasn't as great. So all I want to say this about the Christmas special, I just want to put it this way then. We are going to blow the lid off of other Christmas specials. It's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah. And but you know what?
What?
It is.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's so crazy. What we have been – I think people – I mean, if you're a person of pretty serious Christian faith, sometimes you can sense when God is in something. And this – production has been so blessed from the beginning. I had the privilege of working with friends. Many of you know Chris Himes, who is he was the producer on this show, and now he's back helping us produce the show. He's a comic genius.
Yeah.
And he was deeply involved in this. The fact that I was able to get him to work with us was amazing. Seth Ward, who's the worship leader at our church, Central Presbyterian, he is a genius when it comes to being behind the camera and directing.
Mm-hmm.
He was directing this. The work that they have done on this, I was and am in awe of what they
and
did.
And the TBN crew here at the studio.
Yeah, that's the only downside. Man, do they stink.
Man, don't say anything.
I'm going to mention them by name.
Okay.
Steven. That's the other thing is that TBN helped us. And to have them... I mean, look, they're great. So, you know, you have you're going to see when you see this, some of it is filmed right here at TBN, okay, in the theater downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Live studio audience.
And Victoria Jackson performs with me.
Yeah.
We sing songs together. We do a human resources sketch. Santa gets his review, his annual review.
Right.
No, his millennial review. Every 1,000 years he gets a review.
That's right.
And she plays the HR consultant. There's an Elf on a Shelf sketch where, Albin, you play the elf. Did you know this, that you play the Elf on the
that
Shelf?
That was me?
Yeah, that was you. And it was brilliant.
I did a pretty good job.
So you play the Elf on the Shelf. I played myself in that sketch. I think I did, didn't I? I actually played myself
right.
in that sketch.
You play yourself, half the time.
And I
half.
Wasn't that good, actually. People didn't think it was me.
No, they didn't.
But seriously, the whole thing is like chock full of loony fun and music. We got Broadway inspirational voices to send us out like on a rocket. It was they sing Joy to the World. It was amazing. Anyway, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we've got a couple more things that we have to share with you. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is touting today's report on jobs.
We added another 266,000 jobs in November, and we've also had very favorable numbers outside of the 266th, including some of the past numbers have been corrected in a very positive way also.
The unemployment rate dipped to 3.5 from 3.6% in October, matching a half-century low, the Labor Department reports. And wages rose a solid 3.1% in November compared with a year earlier. Authorities are investigating whether this morning's fatal shooting at a Florida naval base was related to terrorism. 11 people were shot, four of whom died, including the shooter. The shooter identified as a second lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 325 points, the NASDAQ up 84. This is SRN News.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters, rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Oh, hello. Oh. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That sounds like Bing Crosby. Yes. Hey, speaking of Bing Crosby.
Yes, sir.
I love classic Christmas specials, and we've said it many times on this program, but I know there are people that they don't know when we're airing this. And the reason they don't know is because we haven't announced it yet, because we're still trying to get the dates. But the TBN Christmas special, TV Christmas special, TV wacky variety Christmas special with all kinds of stuff that you're not going to believe. Right. I'm on the top of a double-decker bus wearing a red suit, you know, doing a music video, an Elton John music video. People think I'm making that up.
Nope.
Folks, it's the craziest thing you've ever seen. Albin plays a street urchin. He plays the elf on a shelf.
Hello, governor.
People think we're making this up. It's amazing, and you need to know where TBN is on your dial. Now, in the New York area, it's channel 295.
Yes.
But all across the country, it's different places. You need to find it because you are not going to want to miss this. And I promise you, when we announce the date, you don't want to miss the opening. The opening seconds themselves are an homage to some great films of the past. Mind-blowing stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look, people think we're exaggerating. You'll see.
Yeah.
You'll all see.
Like,
so TBN,
like my wife would say, we're going to blow the lid off of Christmas specials.
I think we're going to blow the lid off Christmas itself.
We may do.
We're going to singe the very beard of Kris Kringle himself.
Ouch.
But seriously, I cannot wait. So you need to find out where TBN is on your dial in case you don't already know. Now, since it's Friday, you know tonight this program is on 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And I don't even remember who I'm interviewing tonight.
I don't even know.
Oh, my gosh.
Too busy this week.
Well, anyway,
check it out.
The
but
point is every single Friday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, obviously 3 p.m.
It's in your newsletter,
Pacific.
By the way. You'll find out who you have.
Oh, okay. Well, we probably already – we're sending that out now.
Yes,
so
get ready.
But if you get the newsletter and if you don't, shame on you. Sign up for the newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. But the point is that TBN, you should already know where it is because the show is on every Friday night and every Sunday night. They varied the times, but it's Sunday night. It repeats. But you're going to want to get ready for this Christmas special, and you're going to want to tell your friends, all your friends, to watch it. Why? Because I promise you, there's nothing like it on TV. It is, you know, I guess it harks back to, it does a whole lot of harking. Let me put it that way. It harks back to the Christmas specials of golden days.
Of yore.
Of yore. Mm-hmm. And our. And it's beautiful. So I want to say that the TBN Christmas special, when we find out when it is, we're going to tell you the different dates. But first of all, find out where TBN is on your dial.
Yeah. Now, CSI, this is the weekend. This is the time. Oh. Yes, you've got to get your checkbook out. Okay. Actually, go to the website.
We're begging you, folks. Mm-hmm. Remember this, that there are all kinds of prizes and things we want to give to incentivize you. But I want to repeat, anything you give, anybody who can afford to give to CSI, you go to to MetaxasTalk.com. That's our radio website. And you give, you click on, you give. Anybody who gives is registered in a drawing for 5 grand prizes. These grand prizes are worth a lot of money, folks. And all you have to do is give something. Now, if you give a lot, if you give $250 or $500 or $1,000 or whatever you give, you will be entered that many times. But anybody who gives anything will be entered the drawing, and you can win a visit to the studio. You can bring your crew, your friends, and it's transferable. If you don't come to New York and never come to New York, you don't want to come to New York, you give it to a friend who lives in New York or who's going to New York. It's you got to go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the CSI banner. First of all, it's the right thing.
Yeah, $250 will buy a person out of slavery. So remember that.
It's hard to believe.
Any amount
towards
that
true.
Will help.
So please go there right now, MetaxasTalk.com. God bless you.
You'll go down in history.